Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Thursday, August 11th. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. On Friday night, here at Paul Brown Stadium, it's the 2016 preseason opener as the Bengals host the Minnesota Vikings. The two teams held their second joint practice on Thursday and kept it short. They worked out for about an hour in advance of Friday's preseason game. The game will mark the debut of this year's rookie class, including wide receiver Tyler Boyd, the second-round pick out of Pitt, who is being counted on to play a big role in the passing game right away.
They're definitely one of the top defenses in the NFL, you know, so I wanted to sharpen up my tools and come with everything I had just to see what I'm capable of as a player and if I can play with these guys, you know, and I found out that I can, you know, but I just got to stay more consistent and stay more polished with everything that I do, you know, because guys like that don't make a lot of mistakes.
If you can put it into words, how excited are you for your first NFL preseason game on Friday night?
I'm really excited, you know, just working all of this mini camp, rookie camp, and camp now, you know, just putting all this work in and hard work and dedication to all this, you know, I want to see what all my accomplishments, see how that pays off, you know, tomorrow. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Do you feel like you've gotten a little bit better day by day?
Definitely, you know, because I believe that the guys around me believe in me now. Andy's starting to believe in me. You know, the coach is starting to feel comfortable putting me in with the ones, you know. So I definitely feel that I'm upgrading and getting leveled up as the days go by.
While wins and losses in the preseason don't really count, it does seem to matter to Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer, the former Bengals defensive coordinator. In his 2 years in Minnesota, the Vikings have gone 8-1 in preseason games. I'm joined now by my broadcast partner, Dave Lapham. It didn't last very long today. They're out in the field for about an hour, and when the two teams squared off against each other, they worked on red zone stuff, third down stuff, and the two-minute drill. Was this productive the day before preseason game?
I think it was, Dan. You know, you mentioned the substitution, or situational football, I should say, and subbing in packages and that sort of thing, and matching up with sub-packages against, you know, 3 and 4 wide receiver sets, and then red zone action and all that. I think this practice, normally at training camp, before your first preseason game, you're dragging a little bit. You know, you've ordered in a new set of legs. You know, you had that full week of training camp, and you're just kind of trying to get through it and get to the game. This was a lot more competitive. You're still working against different colored jerseys, guys that you learned a little bit about some of their moves and tendencies the day before, but you're still kind of learning, so you have to be on your toes more mentally and physically. So I think it was, again, really, really good work and have gotten guys in the right mindset to go out and play in that first preseason game. I know it's been valuable for the younger players as well as the veteran players. Now the younger guys, Dan, will go out tomorrow and show, you know, what they can do out in the football field in game situations. First-year players as well as second-year players, coaches want to see, have they made that step from year one to year two? Dawson at linebacker, see how he looks. And other guys that have, you know, year one to year two, Fisher at tackle, looks like he's graduating a little bit. Dawson, let's see how they do in games. I mean, practice one thing, games another.
All right, the preseason opener coming up Friday night at 7:30. Great tickets are still available. For Lap and for our photographer, Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out this training camp report on Bengals.com.